DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome. You are listening to Steel Talking, and I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. I've been here 23 years and still going, and it's really quite miraculous. I have had such a great time with you. So Sunday nights are my favorite time to be with each of you. So thank you for sticking and staying with Steel Talk. And of course, Jonathan Lowe, our producer, here at the studio. It's so good to hear your voice. I don't know, it's satisfying now for me, Jonathan, to know you're on the other end. So thank you.
That is the most complimentary thing anybody has ever said about me in this job. Usually they're saying, hey, stay out of my way. But no, thank you for that. So. That was very nice.
Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. So, Jonathan, here we are, man, with the Timberwolves. We don't quite know, you know, how this is going to play out. What are you expecting?
Well, the game that happened yesterday, game one of the series, mm-hmm. was a really pleasant it was a good surprise. It was a good impression. I thought that going in, and I'm not the only one. There are other people. Alan Horton of the Timberwolves, play-by-play man. We've had people on this station talk about this. Memphis was the most agreeable matchup out of all the teams that are in the playoffs, other than, you know, the 8 seed, right. New Orleans. But of the teams that you would have to face, those top 6 teams, you figured that Memphis might be the best matchup because they're as green as the Timberwolves are as far as playoff experience. So there isn't a factor of we're facing a grizzled veteran team that knows how this works, that knows the ins and outs of playing in this time of the year, and that could be a benefit. That could be helpful.
You know, the thing for me is as we watch it all unfold, we all start to get really excited. And then all of a sudden we all start to go, well, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. You know, this is the Timberwolves. Are we going to be disappointed? We were so disappointed with the Vikings during the big season. It's like, oh, my gosh. So,
okay, by the way, with the Vikings, name your season. Name your season. It's not, oh, we were disappointed with the Vikings this time. It's whenever they get in this position – name your season, name your postseason of disappointment. Just pick it out of a hat.
Right. So the Timberwolves, have they ever been in the playoffs? And you know I don't know a whole lot about it. So
the Timberwolves have, they were a decent presence in the playoffs about 15 to 18 years ago when Kevin Garnett was here, Stephon Marbury was here, yeah. Sam Cassell was here for a minute or two. And that was the team that got to the Western Conference Finals. They had a run of about 5 years where they made the playoffs, but they really didn't make it through the playoffs until 2004, the 2004 playoffs. That's when they made the Western Conference Finals and lost to the LA Lakers. Mm-hmm. Since that time, there hasn't been a lot of success. This is the second time they've made the postseason since, I believe, 2005. So it's been a franchise that's waited a while for this.
It's huge. To me, it seemed like it was a quiet rise for them during this whole time in the basketball season. It just seems like it was a quiet rise. I talked to several people. They said, you know, all of a sudden the Timberwolves could actually do it, right? It's like no one saw that coming. Did you see it coming?
And I think that's an accurate statement, because last year this was pretty much the same team. They had traded for D'Angelo Russell. They had Anthony Edwards in his rookie season. Karl Anthony Towns was the star of the team. But there was something that wasn't clicking with them, and that had ultimately ended up in the team firing Ryan Saunders mid-season to bring in Chris Finch. And at the time, I thought this is a wild type of move, because if, let's say, there's a big-time veteran head coach that you have out there that is going to sign on the dotted line if you fire the guy you have in charge right now, or the person you have in charge, and they said, okay, we'll do that. Chris Finch was an assistant coach, had never been a head coach in the NBA, and was sitting on the time on Toronto's bench. He was an active assistant coach in season, and they hired him off of the bench. I've never seen that happen before. But there was something that the former GM, Gerson Rosas, liked in him, and he brought him over. Didn't save Rosas' job, but Finch has found something with this team. He's found something with this roster, and they didn't start out that great this year. But after the new year, it turned, and the Timberwolves caught fire. And they've ridden that wave ever since, and now into the postseason.
Well, congratulations to the Timberwolves. That's what I have to say about it. And, of course, tomorrow is the day, man, that basketball returns. Am I right? I'm sorry, not tomorrow. On Tuesday, right?
Yes. So okay. Game two of this series is on Tuesday.
Tuesday night, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. for the pregame. Mm-hmm. The tip will be just after 7:30, so around that 7:40, 7:45 range.
And it will be right here on WCCO.
Correct.
Radio.
So game two will be here on Tuesday. Game three, which will be at the Target Center, is Thursday night, and that'll also be on CCO. That is a 6:30 tip, a 6 o'clock pregame. So about the same time for those next two games, 7:30 on Tuesday, 6:30 on Thursday.
Yeah, and the Twins baseball will be on the Wolf, correct?
Yes, on Tuesday it will. We unfortunately, with the way that the playoffs were structured, we have conflicts. So the Twins and the Wolves were playing at the same time this past Tuesday when the Wolves were playing in that play-in tournament. Mm-hmm. They were playing yesterday at the same time for game one of the series, and the Twins were in Boston. They will be playing at the same time on Tuesday. The Twins will be in Kansas City. The Wolves will be in Memphis, and the Twins will be on the Wolf. Thursday, it works out. The Twins play in the day. The Timberwolves play at night. So both contests should be here on CCO on Thursday.
Oh, I hope so. All right, we're going to take a break, pay some bills, and come back with our first guest tonight. It is President John Fritz from Choice Bank. Very interesting conversation. I'm looking forward to it.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It is now 7:19 here at WCCO. Welcome back. Did you know that April is Community Banking Month? Seriously, Community Banking Month. Let's think about that. It's a celebration of commitment to community and bettering the places we live and work. Well, joining me to talk about it tonight is President John Fritz. He's president of Choice Bank Minnesota. Welcome to WCCO, sir. How are you?
Hello, Geraldine. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
So glad you can join us. Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day, happy Passover, happy Ramadan, all of it.
Yes, thank you. You as well.
All right, thank you. Now, here's the first question. Many of us don't know what a community bank is or what they specifically do for those who are looking for banking options.
Yes. Community banks. Simple definition. Community banks are banks that are directly invested in the local communities they serve. As a community bank, our attention stays local. We make decisions in our communities and for our communities. We treat every customer like they're our neighbors because they are. This deep connection to the community really allows us to better understand the needs of the local families and businesses that we serve. At the end of the day,
Go ahead.
I guess deep relationships really allows us to be a trusted advisor to the customers we serve.
Okay, so when you were talking about, you know, as a community bank, your attention stays local. First of all, this is what my generation knew a long time ago. We had relationships with the banks. So it sounds like your model is what the model used to be 40 years ago. Would you agree with that?
I would say there's a part of that, but of course, every bank in the country really needs to be aware of how the changing needs of our clients really are using our products and services. Clients' habits are changing. A recent survey found that 46% of respondents made a change in how they interacted with their bank in the last year, most notably increased use of electronic services such as online banking. But people still want that personal relationship when they go in to receive guidance and advice.
Okay, when did we really lose that? But when I'm sure you know about the other banks, right? The national banks and that sort of thing. So when it comes to community banks, this is something that is really important to community banks to deliver that message, deliver the message that people want that personal relationship. What happened to it before, and how is it that community banks are able to hold on to that?
You know, I think it really comes down to community banks are really relationship-based. When you bank with your local community bank, you're more than just a number. You really have a relationship with a team of professionals that know you and, if you own a business, and your business. So really, it really comes down to that personal relationship. And, Geraldine, you walk into the bank, and the team of professionals knows you. They know your challenges. And in some cases, they can anticipate some needs for you.
So those that have moved on to the big banks and just kind of left that whole model of the community bank today, what are you hearing about people wanting to come forward? Like you said, 26%, what was that? What was that? Or 46% of respondents made a change in how they interacted with their bank. That is so crucial for the banks to succeed, especially the community banks. But are you now seeing some of the national banks trying to echo what you're doing?
I think we're all playing in the very, large pond of banking, and where you want to focus your attention as a bank really comes out when all of your products at the end of the day are a commodity, and how can you set yourself apart from the tens of 20s of other banks that are in your local community. And you know, most banks have all the same products and services. It's really how you deliver those and customize those. And at the local level, at the small banking level, really your ability to be nimble and make changes on the fly and customize products that really make sense for that local community that might not make sense in Pittsburgh. Maybe they make sense in Minneapolis, but not on the West Coast.
Right. I get that. So those of us that think community banks are small, that's not necessarily true, right?
You know, I think a lot of people think small when it comes to community banks, but that really isn't the case. Small really doesn't mean a lack of sophistication and expertise. Most, as I mentioned, most community banks really offer all of the same products and services most national banks offer. But the reality is community bank absolutely can deliver on all fronts, but really with the added benefit of being nimble to tailor products and services. And in most cases, community banks are meeting or exceeding their clients' needs, just like a community bank, but with the level of a relationship and the level of knowledge that can really be much, much more intimate than the large national banks.
So I know the relationship of community banks is really important. When they go into a community, I want to know, do they seriously go in and try to help the entire community to make it an entire family? Or is it just certain sections that you go to in those communities to say, I want this specific community, not the whole district that is the community?
You know, it's our mission as a community bank to work with and ensure that we're meeting the needs of all of the customers, all the potential clients in our community. And there's really a true value in being invested in the local communities that these banks serve. All decision-making happens locally, which for community banks like Choice Bank, for example, putting people first drives their everyday decisions and really influences how we treat our customers in our community. You know, we make a focus to have our employees volunteer in the community. On a given year, any given year, our employees are putting over 5,000 hours of volunteer service in the community, from delivering food to people to educating youth on financial responsibility to coaching community sports teams. Our team members really have a passion to better the places that we live, and that's very common for community banks.
We are talking with President of the Community Bank of Minnesota, John Fritz. And, of course, he is joining us on the new hotline sponsor that we have here. We're talking with folks on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. All right, sir, as we wrap up this conversation, the bottom line for me is that when it comes to community banks, what I thought of when I was growing up and had my first accounts in the banks, in small banks, it just made sense to me. And now you have these gigantic banks. Will you always remain smaller, or would you also work hard to become a huge bank and still invest in communities? Is that even possible?
You know, by definition, for a bank to be successful, it's on a number of fronts. It's, of course, you do get larger, but you can do it in a way that you can still remain effective and meeting all the needs of the community. You know, community banks still, even at the end of 2019, community banks accounted for, I think the percentage is 36% of all small business loans and over 70% of all agricultural loans in the country. So for small business owners and farmers, community banks are a huge part of the local economy, and that's not going to go away. The deposits we take in as a bank go back out into the community directly into our community that we serve. So that's the important piece about the community banking piece is that, you know, we do get larger. We want to be successful, of course, just like any business. We're a business just like the clients that we serve. But we need to do it in a way that's augmenting the level of service and relationship with, of course, the technology that, that any bank in the country really needs to have and maintain to meet the needs of the community.
All right, John Fritz, president of Choice Bank Minnesota, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight and explain what community banks are really all about.
Thank you, Geraldine. I really appreciate the time.
So do I. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up next, we are absolutely going to do a little bit of weather and that sort of thing. So just stay tuned. We're going to take a break. Welcome back, everyone. It is such a pleasure having you join me tonight on WCCO Radio. I've been here 23 years, and I love being here with you. It is now 7:34, and our next guest, I'm very excited to speak with her. This is all about alcohol-related deaths in the United States. I don't know if you've heard that they have been skyrocketing during this pandemic. How about that? Increasing 26% in 2020. 26%. Now, this is the largest year-over-year increase in decades, jumping from an average annual increase of 3%. So joining us right now is Catherine Anschutz, and she's Allina Health Program Manager of Addiction Services. Now, she will offer insight into what caused this increase and address treatment for alcohol addiction and offer some healthy ways to cope with stress. And I think many of us can use that. That's for sure. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. May I call you Catherine?
Please, that's just fine. And thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you. You know, here's the thing. When you think about COVID, I was too afraid to go out and drink a lot. I mean, come on. I just say to myself, why would I, you know, are you going to buy the alcohol and bring it into the home? Is this what we mean by the pandemic? Is that so many people were buying alcohol and getting drunk or getting addicted while in their homes?
Yes. You know, I think what ended up happening in the COVID pandemic is with everybody having to quarantine and going remote, or unfortunately many Americans losing their jobs, everybody just got very isolated and hunkered down at home, and maybe in boredom or to cope with stress or to really relieve that anxiety that COVID brought to so many of us, many people turned to alcohol. So alcohol sales skyrocketed, and I think that's why we're seeing so much of what we're seeing today.
Yeah, here's the problem for me. During COVID, people get so lonely, and like you say, you know, they will turn to alcohol. This is what happens. But even though we have heard the rallying cry for decades, no matter what age group you're in, between 18 and whatever, you get that rallying cry in college. You get it in high school. You get to hear, please, you know, don't overdrink. Don't do that. Yet we still turn to it. Why is it? What is it that alcohol gives us that makes that happen?
Well, one of the hardest things about alcohol is that it works, you know, temporarily. So one thing that people don't really realize about alcohol is that it's actually a depressant. So though it might initially make us feel better, in the end, it actually takes more than it gives, right? And I think one of the things that people turn to alcohol for is because it's so accessible, right? It's something that can make us feel better temporarily, and it's really easy to get, and a lot of times it's cheap. So it's an easy solution to maybe a longer prolonged issue.
Mm. So all of these things accumulated, and many people turned inward to cope with it, and alcohol is it. So alcohol is an easily accessible substance, just like you said, that temporarily makes us feel better. Temporarily is the key, but alcohol is a depressant, and at a certain point, it takes more than it gives. I tell you, when I heard that part, it takes more than it gives. That should be on coffee cups and, you know, you name it, so that we see it all the time. Do you agree?
I agree completely, because really we're trying to fill a hole, but we're filling a hole with something that digs the hole deeper. So it ends up becoming this really snowball effect where what may have helped us at one time doesn't help us as much going on, and you end up drinking more, and then you find yourself in this rut where you might go, oh my goodness, I am drinking way too much.
Mm. So when it comes to people thinking that they know about alcohol and the consequences of having too much of it, but I wonder if that's really true. What do people need to know about alcohol that might surprise them?
That's a really good question. And I think what might surprise people the most is that alcohol withdrawal can actually kill you. It is lethal. So when you look at things, we hear a lot about opiate withdrawal or heroin withdrawal. Though opiate withdrawal might make you feel like you want to die or like you're dying, alcohol withdrawal can actually kill you. So if you are in this band of heavy drinking, if you engage in heavy drinking, which is a lot lower of a threshold than people think, if you engage in heavy drinking, you might run the risk of withdrawal. And when I say heavy drinking is a lower threshold, for moderate drinking, one drink a day for women, two drinks a day for men is considered moderate drinking. So no more than 7 drinks a week for women, no more than 9 drinks a week for men is considered moderate drinking. Anything above that is actually considered heavy drinking. So when we get into those higher numbers of alcoholic drinks consumed a week, you really run the risk of negative health effects, negatively impacting your liver, your pancreas, really negatively impacting your sleep. There's all these things that alcohol really hijacks our internal systems and can wreak havoc, not just on our physical well-being, but our emotional and mental well-being too.
And those of us that may have pre-existing conditions, this is something they really need to be clear about. Because even if it's 6 for women and 7 for men a day, you know, whatever. The point is, we need to know our bodies well enough to know that that might be too much for this body.
Yes.
If you have, you know, pre-existing conditions. Okay, let's move on to the effects of alcohol on the body and how quickly it can happen.
Yes. So as far as the effects of alcohol on the body, really, you know, moderate drinking, you're not going to see that many detrimental health effects. But if you're getting into those the heavy drinking, so any more than 1 drink a day for women, any more than 2 drinks a day for men.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Welcome back, everyone. It is such a pleasure having you join me tonight on WCCO Radio. I've been here 23 years, and I love being here with you. It is now 7:34, and our next guest, I'm very excited to speak with her. This is all about alcohol-related deaths in the United States. I don't know if you've heard that they have been skyrocketing during this pandemic. How about that? Increasing 26% in 2020. 26%. Now, this is the largest year-over-year increase in decades, jumping from an average annual increase of 3%. So joining us right now is Catherine Anschutz, and she's Allina Health Program Manager of Addiction Services. Now, she will offer insight into what caused this increase and address treatment for alcohol addiction and offer some healthy ways to cope with stress. And I think many of us can use that. That's for sure. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. May I call you Catherine?
Please, that's just fine. And thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you. You know, here's the thing. When you think about COVID, I was too afraid to go out and drink a lot. I mean, come on. I just say to myself, why would I, you know, are you going to buy the alcohol and bring it into the home? Is this what we mean by the pandemic? Is that so many people were buying alcohol and getting drunk or getting addicted while in their homes?
Yes. You know, I think what ended up happening in the COVID pandemic is, with everybody having to quarantine and going remote, or unfortunately many Americans losing their jobs, everybody just got very isolated and hunkered down at home, and maybe in boredom or to cope with stress or to really relieve that anxiety that COVID brought to so many of us, many people turned to alcohol. So alcohol sales skyrocketed, and I think that's why we're seeing so much of what we're seeing today.
Yeah, here's the problem for me. During COVID, people get so lonely, and like you say, you know, they will turn to alcohol. This is what happens. But even though we have heard the rallying cry for decades, no matter what age group you're in, between 18 and whatever, you get that rallying cry in college. You get it in high school. You get to hear, please, you know, don't overdrink. Don't do that. Yet we still turn to it. Why is it? What is it that alcohol gives us that makes that happen?
Well, one of the hardest things about alcohol is that it works, you know, temporarily. So one thing that people don't really realize about alcohol is that it's actually a depressant. So though it might initially make us feel better, in the end, it actually takes more than it gives, right? And I think one of the things that people turn to alcohol for is because it's so accessible, right? It's something that can make us feel better temporarily, and it's really easy to get, and a lot of times it's cheap. So it's an easy solution to maybe a longer prolonged issue.
Mm. So all of these things accumulated, and many people turned inward to cope with it, and alcohol is it. So alcohol is an easily accessible substance, just like you said, that temporarily makes us feel better. Temporarily is the key. But alcohol is a depressant, and at a certain point, it takes more than it gives. I tell you, when I heard that part, it takes more than it gives. That should be on coffee cups and, you know, you name it, so that we see it all the time. Do you agree?
I agree completely, because really trying to fill a hole, but we're filling a hole with something that digs the hole deeper. So it ends up becoming this really snowball effect where what may have helped us at one time doesn't help us as much going on, and you end up drinking more, and then you find yourself in this rut where you might go, oh my goodness, I am drinking way too much.
Mm. So when it comes to people thinking that they know about alcohol and the consequences of having too much of it, but I wonder if that's really true. What do people need to know about alcohol that might surprise them?
That's a really good question. And I think what might surprise people the most is that alcohol withdrawal can actually kill you. It is lethal. So when you look at things, we hear a lot about opiate withdrawal or heroin withdrawal. Though opiate withdrawal might make you feel like you want to die or like you're dying, alcohol withdrawal can actually kill you. So if you are in this band of heavy drinking, if you engage in heavy drinking, which is a lot lower of a threshold than people think, if you engage in heavy drinking, you might run the risk of withdrawal. And when I say heavy drinking is a lower threshold, for moderate drinking, one drink a day for women, two drinks a day for men is considered moderate drinking. So no more than 7 drinks a week for women, no more than 9 drinks a week for men is considered moderate drinking. Anything above that is actually considered heavy drinking. So when we get into those higher numbers of alcoholic drinks consumed a week, you really run the risk of negative health effects, negatively impacting your liver, your pancreas, really negatively impacting your sleep. There's all these things that alcohol really hijacks our internal systems and can wreak havoc, not just on our physical well-being, but our emotional and mental well-being too.
And those of us that may have pre-existing conditions, this is something they really need to be clear about. Because even if it's 6 for women and 7 for men a day, you know, whatever. The point is, we need to know our bodies well enough to know that that might be too much for this body.
Yes.
If you have, you know, pre-existing conditions. Okay, let's move on to the effects of alcohol on the body and how quickly it can happen.
Yes. So as far as the effects of alcohol on the body, really, you know, moderate drinking, you're not going to see that many detrimental health effects. But if you're getting into those the heavy drinking, so any more than 1 drink a day for women, any more than 2 drinks a day for men, you can see starting to get damage to the liver. If you're engaging in a lot of heavy drinking, you could get cirrhosis of the liver. Your circadian rhythm gets messed up. Your pancreas can take a hit. It can really exacerbate diabetes. A lot of things can happen to your body. And then another thing, too, that people don't think about is that alcohol is a diuretic, so it dehydrates us.
Oh, wow.
So you really see that in your skin. And then alcohol is sugar, so your skin can break out really easily from it.
How about that? How many of us knew that? There you go. So then what are the options for alcohol treatment? You know, we used to hear about Hazleton and places like that, but the hospitals are also getting the word out, just like you're doing with Elina. And I am amazed at how many people don't really talk about what could happen when it comes to alcohol treatment. Let's talk about that.
So, yeah, treatment definitely is not what it used to be. There are a lot of options. And Elina Health, one of the things that we've done in the last couple years over the pandemic is we've created something called a virtual addiction clinic where you can be seen by a addiction therapist and addiction medicine provider in the comfort of your own home. You can still go in, obviously, but for those of us that might not quite be ready, that might be a good entry into really seeing if treatment is for you, right? Treatment in the state of Minnesota right now is really individualized. It is based on your goals, your needs, It doesn't have to be going and sitting in a group every day. It doesn't need to be that way, even though there's still plenty of wonderful group treatment program options. There's just so many more things that are coming just based on knowing that everybody's different, everybody's needs are different, and recovery looks different for everyone.
At the same time, you know, a lot of them are doing great work, and some of that great work specifically works for a specific person, right? The certain type of person. So those
Absolutely.
Those groups that come together to really encourage each other, I really say go for that for sure. My father was killed by a drunk driver when I was 14 years old, and so we try to start a program in my hometown and just try to figure out how to work on this, and so much more has been done. But alcohol treatment has really been changing. Are you worried about any type of treatments that you've been hearing about recently that you may feel is not as strong as it should be?
So not really as much, honestly, because not every single path works for every person, right? But no door is the wrong door. No path is the wrong path. If you find yourself engaged in a program that might not really be working for you, try something else. There's so many different options. There's no harm in trying different things, right? Just like you said, not all things work for all people, but something, you know, there's so many options, especially in the state of Minnesota. We joke and say it's the land of 10,000 treatment centers, but it's true. And within this really wide array of services, there's something that can meet the needs of everybody.
If you're just joining us here on Still Talking, we are talking with Ann Schutz. And, of course, this is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I also want to ask you, Ann, here's the thing that kind of confuses me. How does or when does an alcoholic know that they're an alcoholic?
So I think that one thing to recognize is noticing that you have an alcohol problem doesn't happen overnight, right? So, and you don't develop a dependence on alcohol or develop an alcohol use disorder overnight. This is something that's typically a slow burn. It's a habit. It's a habit that develops over time. And just like any habit, it might show up in different ways that it's not really working for you anymore. One of the biggest ones is your health, right? And we've been discussing that. Your sleep is really where it can show up. You're not sleeping as well. You're waking up super tired. You're kind of crispy. You're rough around the edges. You're aggravated. You're really easy to be grumpy, right? Like, those are all things to pay attention to. And then another thing, too, is really alcohol problems typically show up in our social relationships. Our relationships, maybe your partner might say, hey, I think you're drinking too much, or you're not the person that I married, or I'm worried about you. Or your boss might say, hey, you've been coming to work late and you seem rough around the edges. Are you okay? Those relationships are like a mirror to us of our health. And other things that happen are consequences. Consequences build up. Things like DWIs, maybe losing a job, maybe forgetting to pick up your kid at school because you had been drinking when they told you they needed to get picked up. Things like that. There's social consequences that are going to be mirrors to us as well, to kind of give us a barometer of, hey, maybe what I'm doing isn't really working and I should look at this.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's it right there. It's not easy to stop and say to your friends and family that are saying to you, you're drinking too much. That happened to me once. I would drink wine and only wine. And one time my sister said, you're consuming too much wine. It's not like you're drinking, you know, getting drunk. It's not like that. But you're drinking a lot of wine during the week. And I realized and read about it and talked to people about it and found out the inflammation was showing on me, right? It caused that red wine caused inflammation for me. So even though we're all different, we're still all susceptible to the possibility of becoming an alcoholic. And a lot of us would never want to admit that. But thank goodness my best friend said to me, you're drinking too much. wine. And I stopped. I just went, whoa, okay, okay. Let's not do that for a long time, you know? So that's been my blessing. So those that are listening tonight, even though you may say, oh, that's not me, I don't hear myself in any of that. Well, let's address what are some healthy ways that we can address the stress, because we know that drinking is brought on because most of us are stressful. Do you agree with that, Ann?
Absolutely. And I think that the stress can creep up on us too. So one of the very first things to do is to, you have to recognize that you're stressed out. And one of the best ways that I find, at least looking inside myself, is to see, am I breathing? Follow your breath. Are you holding your breath? When's the last time you took a deep breath? How long have you been doing it for, right? Mm-hmm. And really looking at your breath and seeing, like, am I breathing easy? Am I holding on to my breath? What am I holding on to? And then another thing is examining your attitude. Do you have a tood, right? Are you crispy around the edges? Do you feel, you know, abrasive? Those are all indicators that you might need some self-care. And luckily, self-care is super easy and can be anything that you want it to be, just so long as it's filling you up. If it's petting a cat, taking a walk, getting a pedicure, going out with your girlfriends, going to a ball game, whatever it is, if it fills you up, that is self-care. But something to think about, though, too, is if it stresses you out, like let's say that date out with your girlfriends, you don't want to do it and you have anxiety about it, that's not self-care. That's an obligation. It's going against it. That's going to stress you out more. So just making sure that you're prioritizing self-care can really help mitigate stress.
Isn't that the truth? And then finally, could you share some of the resources that, you know, listeners tonight may say, hey, maybe I have been doing a little more than I should when it comes to alcohol. Do you have some resources to share?
I do. And there's, like I said, there is no wrong door. If you enter a door and you find that it's not the one for you, somebody will help you get you to the next place. But one of the best things at Align of Health, you can call our outpatient program. The number to that is 763-236-4371. We can get you set up with an appointment. If you think that you might have a problem with alcohol, we can do an assessment and get you to any program that meets your goals. Again, that's 763-236-4371. Another thing, if you don't feel like you want to engage in treatment or don't want to go that route yet, and you might be interested in AA or might be interested in talking to somebody that's in recovery themselves, you can call the Minneapolis St. Paul Intergroup, and that phone number is 952-922-0880. Again, 952-922-0880.
It has been a pleasure having you on, Ann Schutz. Thank you so much for giving us this incredibly. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I keep messing up your name. It is Catherine Ann Schutz.
Hey,
please,
that's
forgive
okay.
me.
It is okay. Ann Schutz is a great name. I am all right with it.
Yes, it is. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. All right. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with more in just a moment. It is now 7:55. Not bad at all. I tell you, that is our first hour, and coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have some awesome guests as well. We're going to speak with Dennis Smith, candidate for attorney general. And of course, you know how I feel about Keith Ellison as an attorney general. So I will be biased, but I am definitely interested in hearing what he has to say. Also, I want to let you know that Center Stage is going to be really fun tonight. We have some great, people to talk about it. And of course, my sister Javita and I just finished our show last night at Crooners the day before Easter. It was really quite remarkable, and we are so grateful for all of you that came. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in the 9 o'clock hour as well. So stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to talk to Dennis Smith at 8:10, and then at 8:30 we are going to speak with Kate. Always get her name wrong. Katie Burke. Katie Burke is beautiful, and I had her on just about a week ago, and I'm sorry, two Sundays ago, I believe I had her on, and we only had 5 minutes to talk. We're going to definitely have more time because you want to know what they do. So this is going to be our So What Do You Do segment, in case you've never, ever heard of Team Women. We'll be back. It is now 7:55. Not bad at all. I tell you, that is our first hour. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have some awesome guests as well. We're going to speak with Dennis Smith, candidate for attorney general. And of course, you know how I feel about Keith Ellison as an attorney general. So I will be biased, but I am definitely interested in hearing what he has to say. Also, I want to let you know that Center Stage is going to be really fun tonight. We have some great, people to talk about it. And of course, my sister Javita and I just finished our show last night at Crooners the day before Easter. It was really quite remarkable, and we are so grateful for all of you that came. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in the 9 o'clock hour as well. So stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to talk to Dennis Smith at 8:10, and then at 8:30, we are going to speak with Katie Burke. Katie Burke is beautiful, and I had her on just about a week ago, and I'm sorry, two Sundays ago, I believe I had her on, and we only had 5 minutes to talk. We're going to definitely have more time because you want to know what they do. So this is going to be our So What Do You Do segment, in case you've never, ever heard of Team Women. We'll be back.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.